meeting to order. I'll ask Jeff if you can lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the minutes from our October meeting?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
But
no grievances, Nate?
She said so they could argue back.
No, John said that.
No grievances. Yeah, please turn on your mic if you want to speak. Just a reminder. Next up is Judy.
Sue is here.
Oh, Sue. Come on up, Sue. Scott's favorite item of discussion.
Good morning.
Presenting for duty the semi-annual mortgage debt report for the period of April 2021 to September 2021. There's a total of
Sue, could you turn the mic on, please? Thank you.
Sorry. Can you go over that? No, I'm only kidding.
Is there a motion to approve the distribution?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions for Sue? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
I do have one question. I'm sorry.
Too late.
For all of 2021, both periods are considerably higher than the previous years. Is it because of increased real estate prices, or are there any large ticket items that were included in?
There were, I think, let me see. There were four or five. There were five mortgages over $1 million in this particular period.
Okay.
And there was also an increase in the amount of mortgages that were recorded.
All right. Now, normally she would point out the high ticket items that explain the bump. So that's helpful.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hilda, what'd you buy?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
What you sold.
Yeah, that's what I sold.
Should I leave this on?
Yeah, Wendy's up next.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. It's time of year again. Okay, first up is the table of equalization rates. These should all have been sent to you. Just want to point out that 17 of the towns had a decrease in their equalization rate. We had 10 towns with no change, and four towns conducted updates. Those were Campbell, Irwin, Hornellsville, and Urbana. And three had a slight decrease in their equalization rate, which is Jasper, Tuscarora, and Wayland. Any questions on that?
Need a motion to adopt the table?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
More questions for Wendy? Fred?
Sure.
Yeah, I thought as I was looking at the chart, Jasper had a slight increase in equalization rate.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Yes, I did have increase there. My note was wrong. Yes, Jasper had a
10th of
slight,
percent.
Yes, increase from 4.8 to 4.95.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carry.
Um, The next report is the LA-22. This is the report of values used for the tax, county tax distribution. Any questions on that?
Need a motion to adopt that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, next is the report, the chart that we provide that will show you the difference in the levy. If the levy remained the same as last year and the changes in values and equalization rates, how it affects the levy distribution. Again, there were a number of reduced equalization rates. And I, thanks to some assistance from Chris Brewer, this report is condensed a little bit from past reports. I've made some notes in there. Again, you know, we had four towns with a reassessment project. There was a big change in the town of Lindley. They've been having some assessor issues, and basically, I don't believe any of the, there weren't a lot of assessment changes, and their equalization rate dropped considerably. So their share is projected to be quite a bit more.
Motion to accept the report.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Any questions?
All the fact favor? That Lindley pushed back on doing a reval for so many years, and now a couple years into it, it's dropped by 10%. That's going to give them even more fodder to say we should have never done a reval in the first place.
Yeah. I don't, and currently I don't know the assessor took a leave of absence, then came back, and then it's still up in the air again. So,
Gary, you know. Questions?
When you have a tragedy like a flood or fire or something, how long does it take to catch up on the reval?
Well, the assessments are to reflect the market values. So
if you lost your home because of a fire or two-thirds of your home,
that should be taken into account in the 2022 assessment roll, which would be 2022 school, 23 town and county.
So the school and the homes and everything that we lost for the flood or the damage bad, so it's going to be a year basically, yeah, before it catches up.
Right, because of the March 1 taxable, right, status, yeah, date. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And lastly, add one more. The exemption impact report, this is required to be attached to the budget. It just gives you the equalized value of the exemptions throughout the county.
Your motion to accept.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And we have one agricultural land conversion penalty this year in the town of Hornby. 6.45 acres of land in ag production was converted within 5 years to residential. A residence was put on the property. The county portion of the penalty is $224.47, and the town portion is $192.21.
Your motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you.
Next up, Tammy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope everyone received my email okay. I know it was long and full of information in my typical style. What we're proposing, what Gallagher has recommended and we're proposing, is that we move to a single offering for our over 65 retirees, that offering being the Excellus Plan 4, which they've offered, if we go with them exclusively, they've offered to drop the premium by a significant portion, more than half.
Looks like a good deal for everybody.
I think it is. There may be, as we've pointed out, there may be some pushback just because people get comfortable with the coverage they have, and right, some of their out-of-pocket costs will go up. You know, so if they go to the doctor, they're out-of-pocket, and they've been with the other plan, their out-of-pocket costs for that visit will go up. But again, for most people, they're going to save enough.
$5?
Yeah.
Pardon? Yeah,
I mean, inflation. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't receive that report, and neither did Fred.
I didn't either.
No. In the out-of-network charge.
Oh, I'm sorry. I sent it just to the committee members. I'm sorry. I should have sent it to everyone.
The out-of-network coverage is still accepted, so that's huge.
Right, right. I mean, there is a higher copay if you go to an out-of... Well, not, yeah, there is a higher copay if you go to out-of-network.
That happens no matter
to
what.
To expect
that. Right. Yeah. Yeah, with our own plan, that happens, yes.
What's going to happen, you can't... In your crystal ball, 2 years out, you said it wouldn't be any more than 10% for the next, until 2024.
Correct.
But what, is there anything in the contract says they can't raise it, or 10% or more or anything? Or
no, being community rated, they can make it whatever they want. I mean, they've given us this deal just to try to woo us. And that was one of the questions I said, okay, well, we certainly want to make sure that that holds for more than 1 year. And they were willing to go with the 3 years, but we wouldn't know year four.
So
we could go back to $400.
We could be looking for 3 years down the road or whatever. We could be looking at this again.
Correct. I mean, we evaluate it every year.
Yeah, and Gallagher, our broker,
yeah,
is very active in this and working with the providers, so they would certainly assist us in this. And I would agree with Tammy that, you know, it looks like a very good deal for the vast majority, but it will be, again, we hear from a lot of, you know, the retirees when there are changes, because they have a vested interest in it, and changing from one provider to another, or those that have a high utilization, we just wanted to make you aware that you might be hearing from them, but based on the overwhelming nature of the savings and premium that these folks are going to have, it should be a heck of a deal for nearly all of them.
No, it looks good.
Yeah, I would just say the landscape of health insurance in 3 years, who knows? So I'm not nervous about, I'm happy it's going for at least the 3 years. I think that's a pretty good protection.
So because of the change, especially with the retirees, are we going to be able to provide support? Because they're going to probably call somebody here.
Yeah, we all, during open enrollment, we always have meetings, and they're better attended than our employee open enrollment meetings.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do that.
Okay.
Actually, Gallagher helps us do those.
Right. They have come in the past.
It's confusing for a lot of people, especially the retirees. Sure. I know how I am. And, you know, you don't want to lose coverage. And, you know, this is a big change.
Right.
And it helps both the county and the retirees and employees.
Yep. Sorry, Fred.
Yeah.
Were we providing insurance for the retiree and their spouse prior to this change that goes into effect? Or was it just the retirees?
No, we have historically provided coverage for retirees and their spouse if they choose it at the time they retire. The spouse pays 100% of the premium. So there's no county share for the spouse's plan, but there is assuming the retiree worked enough years, there is a county share for the retiree.
Will they still be able to get the coverage for their spouse by the spouse paying the 100%?
Sure. That's no change.
Okay.
It's just a different carrier.
Gotcha.
For some. And some people, it's no change except a savings and premium.
And that 100% for the spouses decreased significantly.
Right. That's right. Those are okay. The big, those are the people that save the most are the people that are paying 100%.
Fred, you didn't see this. It's gone from $330 a month to $149.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like a good deal. And I think it's important to shop around and to make sure that we're getting the best money for our or the best insurance for our money. And even if the copay does go up a little bit, I mean, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
No, I think it's expected. I think nobody's going to hold us to the feet to the fire over a $5 copay increase.
Well, the numbers that you just said, they've got to go 17 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, so, it's going to be the few that have a lot of specialist visits.
A lot of medical needs.
That
Yeah. Tammy, can that your memo be sent to all
the legislators? Sure, I apologize.
Thank you.
Did it late one.
Make a motion.
Got a motion.
I'll second it.
Oh, second.
Got a second. Sorry. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Kudos to whoever put the effort into negotiating this. Because
that would be
Tammy and her crew.
Gallagher. Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
Next up, Nate. And Brooks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just asking to reclassify a full-time vacant paralegal assistant position in the district attorney's office to a part-time office manager position. And this is a result of the study that was done in the district attorney's office.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions? Hilda.
When can you start?
I actually have a candidate who is interested and qualified, and probably as soon as you guys approve and we get through, I'm guessing probably it will be January when we get this person in the office. We are moving the 15th into the new offices. Presume we get some safety glass for our that was written out between bids apparently, but we're moving to the new office the 15th. Time will be really good. We'll be set up, and Mike has come through and done a seating chart for us, and all that stuff trickles all the way down through. So we're excited.
Any other questions?
Can you give us some idea how this guy's day is going to be laid out?
Well, it's going to be a woman, quite frankly.
Even better.
But the day, my goal is to have them here either first half or second half of the day to begin with every single day. And then if we determine it's an every other day situation, that's what we'll do. But again, we're going to plug them into the office. There's going to be a lot of work up front putting the new system in. So there'll be, my hope is to have her here every single day for a half a day to begin with. And then if it becomes more, more efficient to be here for a whole day, a couple days a week, then that's what we'll do. But that's the, initially it'll be here from, you know, when we start in the morning at 8:30 until noon or whatever adds up to the appropriate hours that I don't get in trouble with Nate on. And we make sure we stay within our budget, Gary. But that's the goal, is to have a presence every single day in the morning to get people rolling and make sure things are good. And then if it makes more sense down the road, as we tweak the process to have them here certain days of the week, certainly Mondays are important because that's our busiest day of the week. And then Tuesdays are grand jury days and the week slows down towards the back half. So, but that's, right now we're envisioning half a day every single day, but that may change.
All right. Thanks.
That's not mine.
Anything else? Jeff.
I just have one comment. I never got it brought up, Brooks, before, but with this manager doing it, something I suggest, maybe the person, the candidate you have has already done this, but is sending them out to some of the local courts with your district attorneys to see how that does run, you know, because sometimes when, for instance, Campbell, they show up and they think they got five cases, all of a sudden there's 12 or vice versa. Right. So when she's trying to lay out that management, you know, that she also understands how that runs, you know, because you have no control over who's going to show up. You know, you might sit there and wait a half an hour and now I'm late getting to the next one.
Well, I mean, I think the luxury of the person I've chosen, she is a career trooper here in Steuben County, who has done traffic trials in Campbell and done them in Wayland. She ran the Wayland barracks, so she is acutely aware of how our local courts work. So that's part of the knowledge base that she brings with her is how our local courts work and what our local court ADAs do and how our office has to be able to respond to that. So that was one of the keys in changing this to the part-time position to be able to use a retired member of law enforcement I bring somebody in who has that local knowledge that nobody else could bring in from the outside, or we couldn't do with a full-timer fresh out of college.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think we've got some executive session.
Yeah, two items for executive session, both related to collective bargaining.
Need a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We're in executive session. Okay. Yeah.
I'm looking at Gary.